Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. If you have allergies, bad odors, or damp smells, you need the Thunderstorm. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code HOWIE10 to save $10 plus free shipping. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up, named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick, Your Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show. The new Aviva in Malden opens tomorrow. Visit avivatrattoria.com/Malden. Now, here's Grace Curley.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. Right now, we are awaiting the Biden-Putin summit. I hope Vladimir Putin is ready. He's probably shaking in his boots right now. Hope he knows what he's getting into. If Joe has his aviators on, watch out, Putin.
Well, that's not till tomorrow, so I guess Joe can call a lid for the day and just kind of wander around Geneva.
Oh, so they're just waiting.
The Chiron. Yeah, no, they're just.
Wow.
They're trying to build up the drama.
That's a little much. A full day before. What is this? The red carpet on E? We're doing like 10 hours of coverage beforehand.
Red Army carpet.
Well, now here's the thing I want to talk about a little bit. We have a lot of Biden cuts, and some of them are entertaining. And let's start with some of the entertaining ones. But there's one that I think is really, really deceptive. And it's funny because you want to count out Joe Biden because he's clearly lost. He's clearly declining at a rapid speed. But every once in a while, you remember why he's such a snake. You know, he throws in some things where you go, oh, now I remember your debate with Paul Ryan. Now I remember the smugness that comes with Joe Biden. It's easy to forget it. Tucker Carlson said years ago, my scorn has turned to pity when it comes to Joe. Because you watch him and it's hard not to pity him. He's got Dr. Jill over his shoulder corralling him every time he dares say chocolate chip. You understand why people feel bad for him. But every once in a while, he has a moment where I go, ah, there he is. But before we get to that cut, which I do want to talk about, I want to hear cut 30. It's described as Biden, you can hear the gears turning as he's trying to answer. Cut 30, please, Jared.
And I'm hoping that that President Putin concludes that there is some interest in terms of his own interests in changing the perception that the world has of him in terms of whether or not he will engage in behavior that's more consistent with what is considered to be appropriate behavior for head of state.
Nailed it. Hit that one out of the park.
Smooth like velvet.
I mean, this is not a fair fight. This is not a fair fight. Remember a couple months back, Putin said, I want to debate Joe Biden. He could have said, I want to debate Joe Biden and I'll speak in English, you know, and he would still crush him.
You get more words in the right order.
It's bad. It's bad. And I also want to play, whenever I see a Biden cut and I see pudding, I want to know what's going on here. Cut 32, please.
I guess that old expression, the proof of the pudding is in the eating.
The proof is in the pudding is in the eating? Is that the old
expression? I guess that old expression, the proof of the pudding is in the eating.
He does like, as far as expressions go, I've noticed. Yesterday he dropped one about biting off more than you could chew. He likes to say China's eating our lunch and then not eating our lunch and then, hey, eating our lunch again. And now he's talking about the proof isn't in the pudding is in the eating. I just thought the proof was in the pudding, but that I could be wrong about that. All right. He keeps going with the pudding because he doesn't want to let go of this. You know, he's officially bitten off more than he can chew with the pudding. This is cut 34.
As I said, the proof will be in where it is, you know, 6 months from now, where we are.
Where are we? Where's the pudding? Someone find me the pudding. All right. Now, the cut I really want to talk about here, and I'd love to hear from you guys as well, 844-500-4242, is this big whopper he told. And there's a general rule when a president goes overseas that you don't talk politics. You know, you don't talk Democrat, Republican. It's a bad look. You don't have to be a political expert to understand why. When you go abroad, you want to, it's like parents. You want to put up a strong front. You don't tell the kids that you're getting a divorce. You eventually tell them, but you put up a strong front in the beginning, you know?
You just wake up one day. Hey, where's mom? Oh, yeah, about that.
We were putting up a strong front for a while, but she left a few months ago. No, but you try to put up a unified front, you know, especially when you're around all these world leaders. You don't air our dirty laundry, okay? We're the United States of America. We're not Prince Harry. We're not going over to places and whining about, oh, Marjorie Taylor Greene's up to it again. Have you seen her? No, you leave that behind just for a few days and you take the high road, as Michelle Obama would say. Not Joe Biden, though. Not Joe Biden. In fact, it's like kind of the only time where he becomes a little bit with it is when he's bashing Republicans. And I find his answers to be so phony. And I totally disagree with them. But I want to know if people agree with me here. Let's first play cut 36, please, Jared.
It is a shock and surprise that what's happened in terms of the consequence of President Trump's phony populism has happened. And it is disappointing that so many of my Republican colleagues in the Senate, who I know better, have been reluctant to take on, for example, an investigation because they're worried about being primaried.
Oh, we're talking about 1-6 now at the G7 or wherever he was, NATO. This is pathetic. And by the way, if you're not, if you don't find that you're having quite the effect you want, Joe, reaching across the aisle, I don't know if talking to people in a different country and telling them how the politicians should know better is the way to go about it. It's a tidbit condescending in my book. And he goes on. He doesn't stop there. This is the big whopper. This is the part of it. Calling it phony populism is a whopper in itself, because anyone who's seen a Trump rally or seen anything knows that compared to Joe Biden's 8-person rallies, if he was lucky, there was nothing phony about Trump's populism. People like Donald Trump. Trump supporters had energy and enthusiasm. Listen to what Joe Biden says about the Republican Party, cut 38.
The Republican Party is vastly diminished in numbers. The leadership of the Republican Party is fractured. And the Trump wing of the party is the bulk of the party, but it makes up a significant minority of the American people.
I have a feeling that this could be a case of projection. Because if there's a party that I think is fractured right now, it would be the Democrats. It would be the AOCs and the Joe Manchins and the Kristen Sinemas and the Ilhan Omars and the Nancy Pelosis and the Chuck Schumers when he's not on podcast throwing out inappropriate language. That's the party that I think has a lot of problems. And I also think that's the party. I was talking to someone from California over the weekend on FaceTime. And she's a friend of mine and she was with her friend. And her friend says to me, hey, did so-and-so tell you the good news? And I said, no, what? And she said, I'm a convert. I said, what does that mean? She goes, oh, I was liberal, now I'm conservative. And this is a young 20-something-year-old in California. So don't tell me that the Republicans right now need to be worried. That is a load of BS. That is a load of chocolate chunk. That is not the case. If anything, I have to assume people are waking up to this. Even if you did hate Trump, which I know you guys did. I know the liberals hated him. We get it. But now you just got to be honest with yourself. the vibe I get from people is that the Republican Party has actually never been more unified. We've all kind of seen through the 1-6 BS at this point. It was a bad day. I've said that multiple times. I condemn what happened on January 6th, but this obsession by the Democrats with this. And then, by the way, an obsession with January 6th. I just want to throw this in. Andy McCabe, the expert on CNN, is talking about the shooter who was at the congressional softball practice. He's like, yeah, they couldn't really figure. They never really knew what he really wanted to do or what his. We'll get that cut. But they have no interest in things like that. They're obsessed with this 1-6. You know, it was the worst thing to happen since the Civil War. I don't think Republicans are buying this. Do you know any Republicans who are like obsessed with having this commission or who are, you know, sitting at home going, damn, I can't believe what they did to Liz Cheney. She was the future of our party. Liz Cheney, Paul Ryan, what are we going to do? Where is Mitt Romney when we need him? I don't see that, but maybe I'm missing something. 844-500-4242. Tell me what I'm missing. I want to know. I think Joe Biden understands now. I think he sees what's happening. And by the way, it's not just with Republicans. It's with media personalities as well. On the other side, I have a cut for you. A reporter says on air that she's being muzzled by her network and that she's going to go to Project Veritas. I mean, this is happening all over. Jared, what's the expression you guys use from The Matrix? It's like some
red pill.
Explain to people what that means, because I don't even get it.
All right, so the term red-pilled, for people who don't know, in the movie The Matrix, it was basically about human beings were inside a computerized world, and the agents who knew that would offer you a choice. They would give you a red pill or a blue pill. If you
was that Taylor who just said that?
Yes, that was the man who croons 1940s songs calling me a nerd.
Oh, now we're getting spicy. Nerd versus nerd, who will reign supreme? No, go ahead, Jerry. I'm writing him up. That was unacceptable.
So if you took the blue pill, you would fall asleep, you'd wake up, you wouldn't know anything about the world, you'd just go back to normal. But if you took the red pill,
you were aware.
You would come out of the computerized matrix, you would be aware of everything, you would see the world as it really is. So that's the term red pills. So yes, red pills are being handed out.
So my friend's roommate who decided she went from liberal to conservative, she was red pilled. Got it. Well, what do you guys think? Are people being red pilled or blue pilled? I see a lot more red pills. I know there's blue pills on like TikTok and your kids are probably taking the blue pills because they're being indoctrinated at school. But I think most people who get a paycheck tend to go red pill, right? Red pill is Jared's version of being mugged. A Republican's a Democrat who's been mugged, or a Republican is a Democrat who's been red-pilled. God, I learned so much on this show. 120 days, man. All right, guys, when we get back. Not a joke. Come on. When we get back, we'll take your calls. 844-500-4242. Are you red-pilled? Are you blue-pilled? What do you think? The reviews are in for the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. One user wrote, simple to use and easy to install. Just plug them in. Have three dogs and bought three, one for each dog. Love the change. We've been talking for weeks about the thunderstorm helping with allergies, and it's also great for odors. I'm not a huge fan of cooking, but my fiance cooks a lot and he likes to cook steak in the house on a cast iron. That creates a lot of steam and sometimes you just want to get rid of that smell. You turn the Eden Pure on, it works. I know it's going to sound insane, but you turn it on for like 5 minutes and you can already not smell whatever it was in your house. It's awesome. So when you're cooking, you're going to like it for the lingering smells. It's also great with allergies. Another owner said, this is the second time I've ordered the Thunderstorm and now I have five. You'll love it too, just like all of these reviews. Order the Thunderstorm today at EdenPure.com. Click on the Grace banner and put in code word GRACE10. That problem room will no longer be a problem. One more time, that's EdenPure.com. Click on the Grace banner and put in code word GRACE10. We'll be back with your calls, 844-500-4242. It's the Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. She's got the voice of an angel.
I've been called the songbird of my generation, of people who've heard me.
It's Grace Curley.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. Before we get to the reporter who made a shocking claim that she's been muzzled by Fox during a live report, and we will get to that. It was very strange. And I have to give, I'm going to give the woman a lot of credit because she not only made this claim, but then she went right into her segment about air conditioners. She didn't miss a beat.
Seamless transition.
She was professional.
Paul Harvey-esque.
I don't know if I could do that. She was good. Today's poll question is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. Don't be fooled by imposters with similar names. If you're unhappy with your smile, you need to visit Dr. Bruce Houghton in Nashua. Call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE or visit PerfectSmiles.com. Now, before we get into the poll question, Jared, can we play a little bit of Baker explaining this new Max Vax Millions? Who wants to be a Vax Millionaire? Let's first play cut 11, please.
So visit mass.gov/vaccine or call 211 to find a place near you where you can get vaccinated. You could win $1 million or a big-time college scholarship if you do.
He would not be good on The Price is Right or Wheel of Fortune or even Jeopardy. He's so monotone.
Come on down.
You can be the winner of this brand new car. So lame. Where's the energy? Let me hear that one more time. I'm gonna show Baker how he should have said that. Go ahead.
So visit mass.gov/vaccine or call 211 to find a place near you where you can get vaccinated. You could win $1 million or a big time college scholarship if you do.
So visit mass.gov/vaccine to enter to win today. You could win $1 million or a scholarship. Dun, 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 dun. And that was just one take. I mean, imagine if I had a couple of rounds of practice. Would have been unstoppable. So the poll question has to do with this exciting new plan that Charlie Baker's thought of. Go ahead, Jared.
Will you get vaccinated so you can participate in the Vax Millions giveaway?
Well, I think most people who wanted to get vaccinated already have. They weren't waiting for this. I have not been vaccinated, and I don't think that this is going... I might get vaccinated eventually, but this is not going to be the thing for me.
90% of the audience agrees that no, this will not be the motivating factor to get vaccinated.
Okay. Well, I want to talk about this story here quickly before we... do we have enough time? Yeah, we do. Reporter makes shocking claim she's been muzzled by Fox during live report. This is Ivory Hecker. She's a Fox News reporter. It's a Houston-based outlet, and she announced this. Let's just play the cut. It's kind of self-explanatory.
Fox 26 reporter Ivory Hecker is live in Montgomery County to take a look at that aspect.
Thanks, guys. That's right. Before we get to that story, I want to let you, the viewers, know that Fox Corp has been muzzling me to keep certain information from you, the viewers. And from what I'm gathering, I am not the only reporter being subjected to this. I am going to be releasing some recordings about what goes on behind the scenes at Fox because it applies to you, the viewers. I found a nonprofit journalism group called Project Veritas. It's going to help put that out tomorrow, so tune into them. But as for this heat wave across Texas, you can see what it's doing to AC units.
The AC guy is like, what?
Get her to introduce a vaccine.
Can you say that part? Can you say that part again? Wow, good for her. That takes some real chutzpah. She went right into that AC segment, which I'm curious what is happening with those. But yeah, have we checked in on Project Veritas? I wonder if anything's come out today.
Have not seen anything yet.
Muzzling. That is a good word for what is happening to a lot of reporters, a lot of journalists. I mean, look at Barry Weiss. She was writing for the New York Times. If you don't fit their narrative, if you don't completely regurgitate their talking points, if you offer any sort of argument against any of their Pulitzer Prize winning ideas, you're muzzled. I love that word. Good for that woman. Well, we'll keep checking in on Ivory Hecker and the AC units. We'll be back with your calls, 844-500-4242. I wonder what is coming out on Project Veritas.
live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. Just a quick update, a mask update for everyone. It does seem like it's crumbling. And I understand that there's going to be some people out there who this upsets, but I went to a coffee spot today, a very popular chain, and there was one person with a mask on inside. But in general, there was no masks. And if anything, the people now, what I find is the people who were wearing them, because they feel a little outnumbered by the people not wearing them, they are starting to feel silly, as opposed to 2 months ago when if you dared not to wear one, you were made to feel silly. Yes. But it's kind of the tables have turned.
That sullen sense of superiority is gone from the mask.
I noticed it because I was at a supermarket about probably a week or two ago, and I was walking by and there was a guy with a mask on, and he was like, "Oh, sorry. And he was looking for something, and he just had this a little bit of humility about his mask wearing, which I hadn't seen before. And I thought, he must realize that you no longer can treat people who are not wearing the mask like dirt, because it's going to be the majority soon. I'm not saying it's there yet. There are certain places you go to where it's still Mask City. But in general, I'm noticing that. And I have to say this. I was talking to someone over the weekend, and he's a young guy. He's probably 25, I would say, a friend of my family's. And he said he was at a bar. And now all the young kids are super excited. They're back out having fun. I love it. I love it, first of all, because selfishly, I'm so excited to get married in November and have a big party. And the second reason I like it is because I just like seeing people have a good time. And not everyone's like that. But even as a kid, when I would hear parties going on, I like it. I like the sound of people socializing. So the kids are going out now. They're going to bars. They're having fun. They're making up for lost time. And they should. They missed a whole year of this stuff, of meeting each other, of making connections. So this kid tells me he's at a bar and he's talking to a girl. And he's a handsome kid. And he's talking to a girl and she asks him what vaccine he got. And he says, "Oh, I didn't get one." And she starts pulling up her sweatshirt over her face in that moment and then starts lecturing him on how she's a nurse and he doesn't understand, you know, the ramifications or what it was like or, you know, all these things. And I said to him, "You should have looked at her and said, 'Can I take you out to dinner?'" I'm feeling a love connection here. I mean, it's just... the older people I do get to an extent, you know, some older people, they watch the news all day long and maybe they have more faith in the news than they should, but they buy into it. You know, they panic and whatever. And there were definitely people with comorbidities. There was definitely a very dangerous, uncertain time. But for the young people, like when I go into a grocery store and I see girls my age in yoga pants, like at the peak of health in life, and they're walking around with one, I'm like, you're brainwashed. I mean, there's no other way to put it. But now I'm noticing that is that if you can't virtue signal about the masks anymore, their backup plan is the vaccination status. Which one did you get? Are you a Moderna person? Are you a Pfizer? Are you Johnson & Johnson? God forbid. And that's an element of it I notice. And it's just something where a lot of these people, because I was on with Grant last night on Newsmax, and he was talking about how there was a high school, I think it was in New Hampshire, I think it was Exeter, where they were marking the kids with Sharpies at the prom.
That weren't vaccinated.
And obviously, it does make people think of Papers, Please. You know, do you have your vaccine status? You get marked for it. But I just saw it as something totally different. I'm like, these people who were so drunk on power, and they're so hungry for it now. You know, it's power is a crazy thing. It corrupts. And absolute power corrupts, absolutely. But they got a taste of it. And it's like when you give a puppy human food for the first time and their eyes go like bonkers. They didn't understand what they were missing. So all this stuff with the young people you know, marking them for proms and, you know, still a lot of graduations are still doing like drive-by stuff. That's the last resort for these people. They know they're like drunks who are coming down from a stupor and they're just looking, grasping at straws. They're just looking for something, anything that's going to give them a buzz of that power trip. So they go, all right, we'll mark the hands at the prom. You know, the parents, we can't control the parents anymore. They're out of our control. You know, they're going to do what they want to do. They're having barbecues outside. They're inviting the whole family over. But the kids, the teenagers, they're still under our control. That's what it is. It's pathetic. It's sad, but that's what it is. And
it's just another way to peer pressure kids 12 to 17 who aren't really in any risk category to get the vaccine. It's sort of vaccine shaming the kids, so now they get the vaccine.
Right. And you remember prom, Jared, when you were younger? The big thing they were looking out for when I went to prom was, you know, people were hammered showing
up.
Yeah,
exactly.
You had to shake everybody's hand. And I was, trust me, guys, I'm a narc through and through. They didn't have to, I don't even think they bothered shaking my hand. They're like, she is such a nerd. She's totally fine. But a lot of kids, they would shake their hands when you walked in to make sure they didn't smell like alcohol. But now that's totally reversed. Now it's, you know, can we get your vaccine status, please?
Yeah, they don't care about smoking weed at the prom anymore. That's encouraged, but
well, you got,
God forbid you.
You show up drunk and you say, I'm sorry, I'm drunk, but I just got vaccinated. They gave me a free beer for getting it. And they go, good job. Gold star, kid. It's just a weird world we live in. And speaking of that, wholesale prices driven by rising food costs increased 0.8% in May and by an unprecedented amount over the past year as the U.S. economy emerges from pandemic lockdowns and pushes inflation higher. I want to remind everyone that here at the Grace Curley Show, we do not call it inflation. We call it overheating because I take my cues from Jen Psaki. The monthly gain in the producer price index followed a 0.6% increase in April and a 1% jump in March. Food prices jumped a sizable 2.6% with the cost of beef and veal rising. Energy costs rose 2.2%, reversing a 2.4% drop in April. And over the past 12 months, wholesale prices are up 6.6%. Nearly 60% wholesale price increase from May reflected a 1.5% jump in prices for goods. Have you noticed this with stuff?
Yes, I have. Actually, this weekend, I stopped into a fast food burger chain, and I was going to get one of their signature burgers and a small French fry. That was it. It was going to cost me $12.
No.
$12. Honestly, $12 for their signature hamburger and a small French fry.
Can you tell us what the... Oh, is that bad to name it?
Well, I don't want to name the establishment, but it, you know, rhymes with topper.
Okay, got it. Yeah, no, I've noticed it, and not to sound... I'm going to sound like Howie here, but... Not to sound like a beautiful person, but... I was picking up some lobster the other day, and I noticed that it was very expensive.
Fancy. Yeah. Did you have one monocle or both when you were doing this?
I know that's not the most relatable thing. I'm just saying it did kind of take me aback how expensive it was. But then even stuff, I'm one of those people, I buy the same things a lot of the time, especially for work. Like Howie knows this. I go in, I buy the Vienna fingers. I buy, you know, my jar of peanut butter. I buy a couple bananas, but it pretty much stays the same. So I know the price. You know, this isn't like Arrested Development where she says, it's a banana, Michael. How much can it cost? $8? I know pretty much the price of what I'm buying. And they have increased. They have. But Joe Biden tells us this is nothing to worry about. It's not going to hurt the economy. Good for everyone. So I don't even know if it's worth worrying about. But then on you look on other things like renting a car right now.
Ridiculous.
Ridiculously expensive. It's happening everywhere. And I guess liberals don't care because Joe Biden has a grandfathery whisper when he's telling you about the overheating. So that makes up for it. But it is interesting. And I don't think this is, what was the thing they kept saying, Jared? It was transitory.
Yes, transitory. inflation.
I'll be curious if that ends up what they're going with, because it seems like it's going to be a little bit more than transitory.
Yeah, it's transitory, like the transient population of California.
Yes.
Not going anywhere.
Do you see those reports that California is the number one economy?
Yeah.
How many free joints did they give out there? Who's buying that? What kind of number fudging did Pete Buttigieg have to do? Remember he did the number fudging for the first one? He said like, oh, this bill, this infrastructure bill is going to create some ridiculous number of jobs.
17 million jobs, but it turned out to be two.
Two. Slight difference. Now we're being told California has the number one economy. Can I get a fact check on that, Daniel Dale? Where's Glenn Kessler? Tell him to get off the Tom Cotton story. Get on this. We need him here. Just a side note, speaking of fact checking, D.C. mayor. You guys know the D.C. mayor, Muriel Bowser. When I think the D.C. mayor, my first thought is she changed the course of history. When it's a Muriel. Mayor Muriel Bowser, woman. Just had to be sure there. She changed the course of history when she renamed Christmas Eve after Dr. Fauci. That's when I think Bowser, that's the first thing that comes to my mind. But it turns out, remember how we figured out that Lafayette Square was a big steaming pile of fake news, and that Trump actually did not tear gas the peaceful protesters.
There's fake news.
So many elements of this one sentence I'm about to say that is fake. Trump did not tear gas peaceful protesters for a photo op. And it turns out it wasn't even Trump. New reports are showing that D.C. mayor is responsible for tear gassing protesters in Lafayette Square. Where's Jim Acosta? Where's Joe Scarborough? I'm sure they're going to have something to say about this. Official reports prove that it was, in fact, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser who likely gave the order to disperse the crowds using forceful means such as tear gas. This cannot stand. This is an atrocity. I can't believe this. They were
bashing law enforcement officers' brains in with American flags.
Jared, they were peaceful protesters.
And if you can't see that, I don't know how anybody couldn't see that.
I don't know what's happening, that you don't understand that the bricks coming through the buildings are peaceful bricks. I just...
Church fires are a good thing.
I love how the Lafayette Square, it just shows you they wanted to get Trump and they bit off more than they could chew. Because all these stories are proving that they weren't just off. They were 1,000% wrong.
I guess that old expression, the proof of the pudding is in the eating.
That expression's real old because I've never heard of that one. It's true what they say, a perfect smile is change your smile, change your life. I saw the change with Howie and with the mailroom manager and with myself. I mean, I just got a cleaning there, but I felt like a whole new woman. Many people walk around not smiling because they aren't happy with their teeth. That is not the way you want to live, especially now. And that was something when I was talking to Stephanie, she said a lot of people put this off because they had the masks on. But then they realized when they took the masks off that they were insecure without the mask on. And that's a sign that you want to change your smile. You don't realize how big a part of your life it is until you're really proud of it. Dr. Houghton really is an artist. Perfect Smiles is conveniently located in Nashua, New Hampshire. Parking is free and the staff is warm and welcoming. Now, here's what I really want to tell people. Don't take my word for it. Go to perfectsmiles.com, look at the testimonials. And then, if you don't want to do that, wait till 3 o'clock. Howie Carr comes on the show. Actually, he comes on at 2:45. Look at his smile. You will see that Dr. Houghton is an artist because Howie has beautiful teeth. Don't tell him I said that. It will go to his head, but it's true. If you've been waiting to upgrade your look for years, contact them today and look at their testimonials. Go to perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com. Change your smile. Change your life. We'll be back with your calls, 844-500-4242. Don't go anywhere. This is The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. Antonio, you're next with Grace. Go ahead, Antonio.
Yes, hello. I'm driving as a truck driver, so I don't, you know, I hope my connection doesn't, you know, go bad. But I just wanted to say that, you know, I started off, you know, very economically, I guess, disadvantaged. And so I was very frustrated that, you know, it seemed like,
I'm sorry, Antonio, your connection is too bad. Call back again someday, though, Antonio. Now, there is something I want to play here because some of my impressions are great and some of them stink. You know, I was able to master Elizabeth Warren, wasn't so great at Kamala Harris. Hillary Clinton, I'm okay, but I'm not great at it. But one impression that I'm really good at, if I do say so myself, are the women who shoo away the reporters in front of Joe Biden. And here's how I know. Jared played me a cut of his handler shooing away NATO reporters, and I thought he was replaying our show because these women, with their high-pitched, shrill voices, sound just like yours truly. It's hard to distinguish between me and these ladies. So let's play Cut 6.
Mr. President, hey, thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Let's move.
Mr. President, can you tell us what you guys talked about?
Thank you.
You had a very good meeting.
You want the F-35 program back. Mr. President, can you tell us what you guys discussed?
We couldn't hear you, sir.
That didn't say anything.
Thank you, guys. Let's go. Come on, let's go. Come on, guys. Let's move. Come on, thank you. Let's go. Come on, thank you, guys. Come on, you guys. Why isn't anyone moving? Let's go. Come on, thank you. You guys, let's go. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Box them all, box.
Go, thank you.
Was that me? Was that me? How did I get there? Did I take the blue pill afterwards? I don't remember. That sounds just like me, Jared. Am I selling myself short?
No, you. When you're shooing people out of the room, that is exactly your voice.
All right, you don't have to ask me twice. All right, I'm going to do it. Here we go. Thank you. Thank you. Please keep moving. Thank you. Why isn't anyone moving, guys? Let's keep it moving, please. Thank you. Thank you. That's enough. Wrap it up. Thank you. Thank you. You know what they are? They're the David Spade parody in SNL where he's the bye-bye, the flight attendant. We got to find that. This is exactly what they are. They don't let anyone ask any questions. And honestly, they deserve to be paid more than the Trump people who did that, because the Trump people, there was really no pressure on them because Trump most of the time wanted to take questions and they could just let Trump go for a couple hours. But with Biden, it is a high stress situation. One wrong move. He hears one question and decides to stumble over to the mic. You could be out of a job. That is high stakes, as Charlie Baker would say. Guys, I'm going to set up a little bit here just so we can get some calls going before we head into this. In the next hour, just for probably one or two segments, I want to talk about something because the mailer manager and I have been going back and forth on this for a while, and it does seem to be something that's on a lot of people's minds, and it's working from home. A lot of people got used to working from home, and of course, there's some jobs where you can't work from home. You know, if you're a doctor, if you work with your hands, if you're in the trades, or if you work at a grocery store, you got to go in. You got to be there physically. But a lot of people, Carol Markowitz says they're part of the pajama class, you know, whether you're in sales or whatever, you can do stuff from home. You can work remotely. And there's a new study out, and it says that even though people are spending more time working when they're working from home, their productivity is down. And I'm just curious, because what I run into is young people who say to me, oh, I'm not going back in. Let alone in the summer. They're not going to get them back into the offices. But what do you think? Is working from home the future, or does it have to end? 844-500-4242. We'll get to all your calls on this. We'll get your two cents at 2:00.